There's people right now in Haiti and in Chile and many other places in the world. They don't have a bed to sleep in. Do you want to be one of those?
No,
I don't want to be one of those either. But you know, we may have to fall into that category. You know that? Can we do that if we have to? I hope we can. You know, none of us want to go there. We are a soft bunch in America. I mean, we are spoiled rotten. I don't mind telling you. You know, whoo, are we spoiled rotten? But before all this occurs, after he says there will be great earthquakes, there will be famines. Now, I don't really like to take part in a famine. You know, I don't mind going on a fast once in a while for a few days, but I don't want to be in a famine where there's nothing to eat. But he says there's going to be famines, and there's going to be epidemics in many lands. And we're having those things. I mean, there's sickness and disease everywhere. In fact, I'm going to tell you, there's epidemic in this land right here. You can go to any hospital in these cities in the Metroplex, and nearly every hospital's adding on rooms. Why? Because of sin. I mean, you know, God promised in His Word. Now, you know, just think about this. I mean, God made this promise over and over and over in His Word. If you obey me and do everything I tell you to do and keep all my commandments. How much sickness did He say He'll take away from you?
Oh.
Well, now, when you get sick, what should be the first thing you do? God, what am I doing that's not pleasing to you? But how many people do you know that does that? Not many. Almost nobody. I mean, even in the church, we don't believe this. I mean, if you try to teach this to the church, you know, I mean, most of the church, they'll throw you out. They don't want to hear it. You mean to tell me I'm sick because of sin? Well, that's what the Word says. No, I don't believe that. But I remember one time whenever Jack Butler had came here and gotten healed with his back problem. He'd had a back problem for a long time. And he'd been to doctors and he'd been to specialists and he'd tried everything. Nothing worked. And then Rosemary sent him out here to me. And I got with Jack Butler. He was a member of a big Baptist church over in Dallas. I told him, I said, you got a back problem? You got a sin. I said, what do you do for a living? He said, I'm a businessman. I said, well, are you ethically pure? Well, I try to be. I said, no, you can't try to be, Jack. You got to be pure. I said, you can't do anything that's wrong. I said, the scales and balances got to be perfect. And then I said, are you morally perfect? Well, no, I probably got a couple of areas there that I'm not too pure in too. I said, well, God demands you be pure. I said, and these things you've told me about is what's causing you to be down in your back. So he said, what do I got to do? I said, well, just like he says, repent. I said, when you repent, I said, then I'll pray for you. And after you repent, God promises to forgive you. And then he tells you to stop doing it. Now, don't go out and do any more. Be a morally and ethically pure man. I said, I'll pray for you and he'll heal you. So he did. He repented. I prayed for him. I said, how do you feel? And he said, not any better. I said, well, okay. I said, he tells you in everything, praise him. So I said, you walk out that door going home and you praise him. He said, well, how long do I have to do this? I said, you just keep on praising him forever. But he said, well, how long is it going to be before I get healed? I said, only God knows that. I'm not the healer. He's the healer. I said, you may get healed before you get to the car. You may get healed in a day. You may get healed in a week. It may be a month. But if you keep praising him, I guarantee if you walk holy before him, he'll heal you. So Jack walked out praising the Lord. Two Sundays later, he comes back and he says, you know, Thurman, what you teach really works. I said, what do you mean? He said, before I got to the car, my back quit hurting. I have not had a back pain in 2 weeks. He said, this stuff really works. I thought, isn't that amazing? God's Word really works. And he says, I don't understand where you get this stuff about sin and sickness. He said, he was about nearly 60 years old, 55 or whatever at that time. And he said, I have studied the Bible. I've read the Bible. I've been in church all my life. I ain't never heard this preached on. I ain't never seen it in my life. I said, well, Jack, I said, the first 2 hours in the next healing school, which is next Saturday, I'm going to talk about these things. So I said, you come. And so he came. And for 2 solid hours, I showed him places where the Lord afflicts you with sickness and disease over and over and over for 2 hours. He said, wow, after that 2 hours, he said, how in the world did I miss all that? I said, I don't know. He said, but it's in there. I said, yes, it's in there. So, but obviously, he had missed it. I missed it. But almost everybody misses it. You know, you can read God's Word And like Dave was telling me the other day, he said, Thurman, he said, I read the Bible. I went to church all my life. I never saw this nowhere in God's Word. But now that I've learned his principle, he said, I can't open the Bible nowhere and read a page without seeing it. I said, well, yeah, it's in there. Now, isn't that amazing? It's in there. But I'm going to tell you what. It's amazing what you can see and don't see. Yesterday, Dave and I needed to pick up a tank, and I needed a chain horse. I had a little bitty half-ton chain horse. What I was going to pick up weighed about 1,200 pounds, but I knew I had a two-ton chain horse. I got two-ton chain horses in my shop out there. One of them's an old one, you know, was built by the real engineers, but it weighs about 150 pounds. And the other one's built by newer engineers, you know, which is a two-ton, which is probably weighs about 40 pounds. But, you know, then that little bitty one weighs about 15 pounds. But I thought, I need that middle-sized one. And I said, it's in my shop. And so Dave and I walked through the shop for 30 minutes, both of us, looked on every bench, everywhere in the whole shop, and never saw the chain horse. Finally, we give up. We took the little one. We took it with us, and we did pick up the tank with it and brought it home and everything. When we got back, we walked in the shop. Dave wasn't looking for it now. And he says, Thurman, I found your other chain horse. I said, where was it hidden? He said, come, let me show you. He said, you told me to put the chains and boomers back up where they're supposed to be, where all the chains and the horse and everything are supposed to be? Yeah. He said, come back here. Went back there, and I thought I'd put it on this shift, but it was sitting on this shift, right here, head high, eye level, it's right there, nothing. And I looked at it. I wonder how many times I looked at that thing, how many times he looked at it, and I never saw it. You say, it couldn't have been there. Oh, yeah. You'd be amazed at what we look at, and we don't see. In God's Word, God said the same thing about His Word. He hides things in His Word. He fixes things in His Word where unless you're diligent and walking obedient to His Word, you can read it, but you don't see it. You know that, don't you? You can read those promises and they just don't click. Or somebody else can tell you. You can go to church and you can hear the power of God's Word spoken and you can walk out and you didn't get a thing. You didn't hear nothing. Somebody said, what do you think about that statement that Thurman made? That was an awesome statement he made today about this. You say, I was there listening. I didn't hear him say that. Oh, yeah, he said that. No, I didn't hear that. So they go get the tape and they listen to it. And I tell you, sometimes a guy will listen to it three or four times and then he come back and say, you know, somebody told me you said this in that tape and I've listened to it three times. It ain't on there. It is not on there. And I said, well, let me listen to it with you. And we listen, we get about 30 minutes into it. And I said, well, right there it is, back in the play. He said, holy cow, I've listened to that three times and didn't get it. Can we do that?
Yes.
Yes, sure we can. Why do you think God told us to get in His Word and meditate and study on His Word? Because He knew He made it hard for us to understand. He didn't make it simple. Do you know, I can remember when I was a kid in high school. I mean, I used to like hot rods. Now then, I was supposed to write an essay on a book. Now, you know, I didn't like English. Oh, I just didn't like English. It was not one of my favorite things, by no means. But the teacher said one day, I want y'all to write an essay or something on a book. And said, she said, I've got a book here I think Thurman would like, so I'm going to give him this little book. I want him to read this book, and then I want him to write a little deal on it. And so she gave it to me, and it was about hot rod cars. Now, my interest is in hot rod cars. Back in those days. Man, I consumed that little book. I must have read it in 2 days. I mean, I read it, and boy, I wrote that. Oh, I wrote about a 10-page essay on that little book. I mean, I wrote that thing, and boy, when I got up and read that, she gave me an A on that. She said, why don't you do that about everything? My interest was about hot rods. My interest is not about other things. And so when I read something else, I didn't get nothing out of it. You know, they give me a book about something else, you know, whatever. I can't even think of nothing. But those books they give me, I didn't think like that. So I could read it, but I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. It made no sense to me. So I couldn't write nothing. But about cars, I love cars, especially hot rod cars. You know, I loved them, you know. And so, man, every word in there, I just consumed it. I almost quoted the book for you. I just read it one time. Now, see, God's Word's not like that. You can't read God's Word once and turn around and quote it back. Sometimes you can't quote a verse one time and turn around and quote it back. You know that? You got to really get in there and study it. But it says here, there will be great earthquakes and there will be famines and epidemics in many lands and there will be terrifying things and great miraculous signs in the heavens. We've seen some pretty big earthquakes, haven't we? We've seen some pretty big ones. We've seen a few signs in the heavens. You know, how many of you remember, I think it was last year or year before last, although we got all these satellites, telescopes, looking out here, checking to see what's going on that's coming toward us, you know, because we know we're flying out here in space and there could be other rocks out there too. You know, and we really wouldn't want one of them to hit us, so, you know, we try to pay attention. But do you know that I know at least two times in the last 2 or 3 years, there's been a significant, what do you call those things? Meteors. A significant meteor. And one of them this last year came by us so close that it came below our satellite levels. Now, that's close. We didn't ever see it until it was past us. And then when it was on the other side and the sun was shining behind it, as long as it was coming out of the sun toward us, we could not see this thing. Didn't even know it was there. But this thing was, I forget how big it was. It was like a quarter of a mile or something, a humongous thing, a quarter mile or half a mile in diameter. You realize a rock that big, if it hit the earth at 20 or 30 or 40, 50,000 miles an hour, what kind of damage it could do? Oh, man. What if a rock that was a half a mile across were to hit right downtown New York City? Goodbye, New York City. But we didn't even see this thing. And it came on a level so close, it came underneath the level of where our satellites are. That's close. You know, I don't remember how far those things out there, but they're not but 100 or 200 miles or something. They're not very far out there. But this thing came underneath that level, right, and didn't hit any satellites. Praise God. You know, we were very lucky there. That thing could have took out all kinds of satellites, but it went right on by. But there's been two of those things in the last 2 or 3 years that have come flying by us. Nobody's scared. You're not concerned because we don't know they're there. And when it goes by and you see it, well, then there's no reason to be afraid now because it's passed. And it ain't coming back. You know, it's going to be somewhere else out there. But if it had hit us, it'd be something.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, A Great Earthquake is Coming, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.